Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, depending on when you are tuning in. Those of you who are on the call live, I want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning on this beautiful day in July. I presume it's beautiful wherever you are at. It's beautiful here in the Portland, Oregon area, where the temperature might reach 72, 73 today, which is absolutely fantastic. I love cooler, moderate temps when you can get outside and enjoy the sunshine. And I keep getting asked where we've been on vacation, because I keep getting a little bit more looking like our Ethiopian daughter than a typical Caucasian. It's just because I enjoy getting outside and putting some of these products to the test. I've got a fantastic testimony, second degree burn testimony from 2 weeks ago, that literally 2 weeks ago today, and I'm looking at just a very remnant of a burn on my hand. But we'll get into that some other time. This morning we have with us on Saturday AM Live a new, as in 2 weeks ago, brand new silver, Justin Lusby. Did I pronounce that correctly, Justin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
And Justin reminds me so much of myself getting started in Nikken in his 20s. And Justin, tell us a little bit about you, your family, and your background.
Okay. I'm a father of three, soon to be four. My oldest son is five. And then we got a four-year-old boy, and we got a one-year-old boy. So we're anxious to see what our next one is.
Wow. So three boys. Did I hear that correct?
Three boys. And one on the way. We're not going to find out until it's born. So
okay.
Let it be a surprise.
And what do you do occupation-wise, Justin?
I work in construction. I build homes and do remodels and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay. And home is a small town in Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. What's the population of your city?
Oh, we live kind of outside of the city, but little town called Churchtown is kind of right where we're at, and there's probably, I don't know, at the most 2,000 people that live there.
Okay. So construction and father of three, soon to be four, and does your wife work outside the home?
No, my wife is a stay-home mom.
Okay. So with three boys, and I being one of three, I know what, a little bit of what you guys are experiencing, because boys will be boys, and especially those ages, that'll keep you on your toes.
Yes.
So early congratulations. When is the due date for the next one?
Sometime in February.
Okay. Wonderful. So a few months to go. Definitely in store for a lot of fun. So I know the story because I've spent quite a bit of time on the phone with your sponsor, Dave Stolzfus, and Dave and I go way, way, way back to the 80s when my parents were working with Shackley and Dave and Ellie as well. But I'd love to hear your perspective on how you got introduced to Dave and Ellie and how Nikken came along.
Sure. It was really a divine moment when I met Dave. I asked my pastor at the church I was going to for a mentor, for life, for my walk with Christ, and for business. And it went a couple months, and Dave took the pastor out for a cup of coffee just to get to know him a little better, and the pastor gave me Dave's phone number and said, here, call this guy. He said, I don't really know him, but I think it'd be a good fit for you. So that's what happened. I called Dave and asked him if he would mentor me, and he said he would, and we became very good friends since then, and that was about 2.5 years ago. That's how I met Dave, and maybe, about 6 months ago, he had said something to me about Nikken, and I was in a business prior to this, a network marketing business. I was really burnt out, And I told him, I said, I don't really want anything to do with it because I don't have time. And I said, unless we can come up with a system that takes less than 10 hours a week, I said, I really don't have time to do it. And so that's kind of what Dave put together for me and for our team, and it's really working well.
Now, when you say you were burned out, just as a dad, construction, or?
No, I was in our network marketing company.
Ah, okay. I don't care so much about the name of it, but a little bit about the company. How were you burned out?
Well, time-wise, I went full-time a little sooner than what I should have. And it just, at one point, it started crumbling. And instead of freeing up my time, I was putting more time into it. And it was falling apart from the bottom up, kind of. And so I was taking time from my family, from church, from everything I cared about. And so I set it aside, and I said, I'm not going to do that again. And
okay.
So at one point, I love network marketing. I love the idea. I love the concept of it. But what I'm passionate about is my family and my church, and I wasn't going to go back to putting that much time into something.
Sure. Well, I mean, typically when you look at a regular career or, you know, occupation, at 40 to 50 hours a week is the norm. So if you're the dichotomy of working in a network marketing profession is, number one, you're working from home, so a lot of the lines get blurred. But if that core establishment of what we have with Nikon of the five pillars of health, and that is not stressed up front. I've seen other companies that have three pillars of health or even four pillars of health. But having that, the body and the mind and the family be the first three, when those get out of whack, it really takes a turn. So when Dave mentioned, I'm sure that Nikon came up when you first met him, because as Dave describes himself as for the last few years enjoying his first 18, 19 years of Nikon or so, but enjoying kind of a semi-retirement. He took a lot of time to spend more time with his two daughters, both of whom were married, and then with their grandson. So when you guys got to know each other, what did he first say to you about Nikon, and especially if you were with another company that you remember?
What Dave said to me was, he's going to support me in the company that I am and help me build it to wherever I want it to be. He wasn't trying to recruit me. He was trying to be a mentor and a friend. And that's what he did. I mean, he really helped me. He taught me about network marketing. He taught me about, you know, balance as far as time and family. And what it did is it built trust between the two of us. And he kind of knows where my priorities are as far as time and family, and he really he really kept me to them boundaries with my family and time, and I always really respected him for that, because my upline leaders in the company I was in, it was always push. And they didn't care about time or family.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously there's a reason you know, why we as upline and sponsors want our people to produce, but of course the balance aspect, it always needs to come first. And if that's not, you know, stated up front, then it will crumble. What, Justin, you know, being young, and this is one of those things that I remember back when I was introduced to the company as a 24-year-old, is that people in their 20s, you know, typically we're not dealing with anything physically, and, you know, being that 90% of people get introduced to Nikon because of the products, in construction, you usually have physical things that you're dealing with, and I almost said were, because that's my background as well. And I still, it's a hobby of mine. I flirt with different things. My parents have rental properties. My brother and I resurrected a sheet metal business that we, again, play with. It's a hobby for us. We enjoy working together more than anything. But did you have a big physical need that Nikan Products delivered on something for you personally?
I would say the MagSep. They gave me some MagSep to try out, and I definitely noticed a difference. Being in construction, working 50 hours a week, my legs definitely get tired to the end of the day, and I can notice a big difference with the MagSep. And how my legs feel, my knees felt better. So that was probably the product that caught my attention as far as the product scale.
And, you know, that's a perfect segue into what I know based on what, because I'm nosy, you know, I look what our people are doing when volumes start to go up and they start generating bigger amounts, and I see what people are ordering, and I know both you and your team, that seems to be the standard operating procedure is the insoles, whether it's M-strides, M-steps, and you mentioned Dave loaned you a pair. Tell us a little about the program that you guys are running with, and I know you mentioned earlier that that's priority up front is to keep it to 10 hours a week so that
yeah.
you can do it in conjunction with. So how does it work? Let's say I'm a friend or, you know, I'm an electrician, you're on a job site, and we start talking, and I say, yeah, I got these things on my knees because I'm on my feet every day. My knees are bothering me. What do you say to me about the insoles?
Basically, ask you if you want to try these for a week, and then I would loan you a pair. And then I would do follow-up with you. I don't spend much time talking about them. I hand them to you, or I'll cut them down and put them in your shoes right away. That way I know that part's done. And then I do good follow-up in, you know, 5 to 7 days and see where you're at. And
okay.
I gave 2 pairs of MagSteps out yesterday at the same time, and it took me less than 5 minutes, and it's not going to take me long to do follow-up. So with our system, we call it the WIN system, and WIN stands for working in numbers, and we try to give out 2 pairs of MagSteps a week to family or friends or, you know, just any stranger that you open a conversation with, and we do good follow-up.
Now, so you've given me a pair of insoles, and
yep.
What do you say when you follow up with me?
I ask if how you feel on your M-steps.
Okay.
And then I take it from there. If they say they don't like them, then I say, oh, that's fine. I say, just set them outside on your porch, and I'll swing by and pick them up. That way they don't feel like they got to explain why they didn't like them or anything like that. And no big deal. I'll give them to somebody else. If they do like them, I say, that's great. And then we register them as a customer. Or some people don't like giving their credit card information, so we'll actually just sell it to them with cash or credit or check.
Okay. So within a week or so, you're basically, and I know the importance of follow-up, and I love that acronym of WIN, working in numbers. That's very easy to remember. But two people a week, that's eat a month. You know, you're talking 100 people a year if you keep the numbers going. And I know, again, volume-wise for you, it has not been an overnight, you know, flash-in-the-pan success of, you know, your first month in Nikan, you know, right up to silver. But it's been slow and steady wins the race. And, that, you know, watching your numbers, and going silver last month, your third month in qualification, and I was very excited as the numbers continued. And tell us a little bit about your team players. Where did they come from, your members of your organization? Because customers, that seems to be not an issue, because as you said, your goal is really to get the products on people. But where did you find your consultants that are growing with you?
Okay. Well, Sam, probably one of my best promoters. I was on a job site, and it was him and about four other guys. They were taking lunch, and I just went over and asked them if their feet hurt at the end of the day. And all of them except Sam said no. Sam's only 21 years old, and when I told him he could try them without buying them, he said, well, yeah, what would it hurt to try them? And, you know, he tried them, and he actually called me back for 4 weeks and said, these things are great, and he wanted to know more, and he got involved right away. That was the idea. He's handed out so many mag steps, it's unbelievable. And, complete stranger, and now probably he's gonna hit silver here in the next couple days, and that was 3 months ago. So you never know, but honestly, I probably gave out 30 mag steps before I met Sam.
Okay.
So it was just the working in numbers until you find your Sam or your silver, and then you don't stop just because Sam came on board. We just kept on giving out mag steps, and we actually got a lot more coming in from just that steady 2+ mag steps a week. That's, we don't aim high, but we just aim for consistent, and we don't get real excited about it if someone says no, and we don't push it real hard. It's not like we're out 10 hours a day giving out mag steps, because we'd never be able to do the follow-up on it. We just kind of try to stay steady, stay focused on the 2+ mag steps a week. And, I mean, it's paying off. It's really working.
Well, I can see, and again, just the simple numbers, because I'm running in my head going, how long does it take, you know, two pair of insoles to have brief conversations, and as you stated up front, not giving a lot of information. Is there, I mean, anything that you give with them? I mean, do you send them an email?
Yeah, we actually, in the MSTEPs come in a little folder. And what we do, we have a thank you letter that we fold up and put in there. It has some information on some of the nutritionals, and it has some information on couple of the other products, but just basically says thank you, and it says, you know, try them if you like them. It has the price right on there. There's no question about price when we go to talk and do our follow-up, and it basically just lets them know a little bit about magnetic energy, and a brand new wellness consultant can hand that out. They don't need to know, you know, how it works or anything like that. They just hand them a thank you letter with a little bit of information on it, and it's really simple. I honestly still don't know how they work. So I told Dave I want to be the first Royal Diamond that don't know how that MSTEP works.
that's one of the greatest things about this is that, you know, because I can look back over almost a quarter of a century ago when I was introduced to them, and I just know that, hey, I put them in my shoes. And I know that if I don't have them in my shoes, like a couple nights ago, even mowing the lawn for 45 minutes, my feet hurt afterwards. And I thought back that evening as I'm going, what on earth did I do that made my feet hurt so bad? Well, because I didn't put them in the shoes that I transferred to. You know, one of the things, Justin, that strikes me as something, the simplicity of it, and I know people are going to ask me, because I'm curious, you know, a thank you letter up front, handing them, you know, with a pair of insoles is brilliant, because you're recognizing that you're asking somebody to do you a favor and check these things out, and that up front by, you know, having a letter or a note. I use a handwritten post-it note, you know, when I hand mine out to people or in conversation, I say, hey, thanks for checking these out for me. How important, my last question before I let you go, how important is that follow-up 5 to 7 days later?
Well, if you don't do the follow-up, you probably won't get your stands or your silvers. And, the follow-up is probably 80% of the importance of handing them out. It's more important than even handing them out, because they're not going to come back to you 90% of the time and say, yeah, my feet feel great. They're going to, I mean, it's not as important to them as it is to you for the follow-up. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And I love it, the way you addressed it. It's not as important to them as it is, you know, to us, because they're typically, people forget, and a lot of times folks forget what they've got in their soles, in their shoes, unless they're Sam, as you said, he called you back and said, hey, most people aren't as aware of what's going on in their body until you take something away, and then they realize, what is going on here? And I find that time and time again, people, as one of my, I got a check just a couple of days ago in the mail from one of our customers, and she said of her friend that, you know, I gave them to her, she said, you know, she hasn't really said anything about them, but, you know, being on her feet all day, she's not complaining that her feet hurt anymore. So something must be working.
Yeah. I actually had a lady that kept them for 2 months, one of my first people I gave them steps to, and she said, I don't know if they're working or not. And then after 2 months, And I followed up with her a couple of times. She's a close friend of mine, so I didn't care that she had them longer than a week. And she said, you know, these things really do work. And she was sold. And then the next week she bought a water system because she wanted to know more about what we have. And so what we say, and what Dave taught me to say, is that M-Steps are really a way to walk people into a wellness home and introduce them to other products. But we use M-Steps because they're not that expensive, and people notice the difference pretty quickly with them. So they're great, just a great tool to use.
Do you ever, Justin, does it ever come up that you do an energy demonstration with people right up front? Is that...
You know, we've done that, but, you know, the newest wellness consultant can't do that. So we try to, we leave it to, if I did that to a brand new person, even as a customer, they're going to think that they have to do that for another customer. Whereas we just hand them to them and say, try them. And it's simple, it's quick, it's duplicatable, and we just leave it at that, and it's working. So,
okay. You know, that's one of the crucial factors, and I know in my conversations with Dave, you know, I like the bells and whistles and what happens with an energy test. However, at the same point, you stressed it that if it's not duplicatable, and if somebody sees that and they think, oh my goodness, and I'm going to have to do that, because they don't understand the dynamics and the psychology, not only the psychology, but the basically how the body works when it gets in contact with a pair of insoles and what's going on in the 90,000 nerve endings in each foot and on and on and on. So I so appreciate the fact that, you know, just put them in your shoes and see what happens. Well, Justin, I told you I would only take 25 minutes of your time, and we are at that point. So we are terribly excited. I know Stacy and I are, of watching your growth in just a short amount of time, and I love what you've introduced, and, you know, the concept of working in numbers, the WIN system, and it's simple, it's duplicatable, it's brilliant. And I will, just so people don't get anxious, I will get a copy of your thank you letter that you include with them. So we have that, and I will make sure people get that. But thank you again, and congratulations on achieving Silver Yourself, and then we'll be watching the numbers with Sam to see how his organization develops. And that's, you know, one of the neatest things, and I didn't mention that, one of the neatest things about Beacon's marketing plan, and you're a perfect example of it, is that you get to double dip the volume that you created and any of it, which the bulk of it was underneath of Sam, is that he gets to count that in his run to silver as well. So you already tapped into it, and now he gets to utilize it, and it just continues on from there. So, I mean, what a fun way. And it, as you said, mag steps are not that expensive. You know, the M steps, the M strides, or the original M steps. And when you're starting a business, I know for a fact, if you're going to go out into the construction trade, you're going to drop a lot more than, you know, $50, $60 on a pair of insoles to get some tools to get started.
Yeah.
And two a week. It doesn't take very many weeks, even selling them at retail, to repay your inventory, so you're actually taking a commission out. So what a great system. So, hey, Justin, I'm looking forward to having you back again to share some more insights, but we'll let you go and get into your day. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Vance. I appreciate you guys and all your help.
Well, hey, our pleasure. And for those of you who have someone that you think would relate to Justin's story, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. www.SaturdayAMLive.com is where we post all the recordings from Saturday morning. And so, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are not only in construction, it's one of the industries that is really making a comeback. And when you're doing physical manual labor, it takes a toll on the body. And what a simple, fun way to introduce people that are in that industry, or any industry, is with the insoles. So thanks again to our guest, Justin Lusby, brand new silver, and we'll be hearing from him again, I know, real soon. So I'm going to finish, tie up the conversation here, and then we'll open up the lines here in a couple seconds. So thank you again, Justin. Have a great weekend, and I know we'll talk real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.